Hello, everyone. Once again, welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. If you have been like I have, I've been in anticipation of what happened after that fish vomited Jonah out on dry land. But before we go into that study, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you today that we know that you govern over our lives. And when things are good, when things are not so good, we can trust you. And I thank you for your word that opens up to our hearts a revelation of you and your son Jesus. I pray that you will teach us by your Holy Spirit today through the book of Jonah. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Today's lesson is titled, The Lord's Word a Second Time. It's taken from Jonah chapter 3 and verse 1. After Jonah prayed to God and admitted that they who observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies, the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. In chapter 3 and verse 1 of this prophecy, the word of the Lord came to Jonah again, where we read, And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, This verse begins, And the word of the Lord. The author began with the word, and the word, or the speech and utterance of the Lord, which refers to Jehovah, or Jehovah, who is the existing one, and the proper name of the one true God. As we begin the third chapter of this prophecy, we understand that it is God Almighty who is about to speak once again. The verse goes on to say, Came unto Jonah the second time, saying, The author continued, came unto, which means God's word was presented and conferred to Jonah, whose name means dove, the second time, or for another, and as an additional instance, saying, which means uttering, commanding, presenting, avowing, and avouching. The Lord gave Jonah a second opportunity to hear what he wanted Jonah to do. When we consider the words in this verse, we see the persistence of the Lord and to command and to commission Jonah. Though Jonah resisted and rejected the first chance to obey the Lord, after much persuasion, Jonah was given another opportunity. Perhaps the Lord Jesus has persistently given commands to us, and his will has been presented to us over and over again. We can take great pleasure in knowing we have a prevailing and persevering God. And if we have rejected and resisted his directives, let this be our day to hear him calling out to us once again. Next time, we see what the Lord tells Jonah as he tells him to arise and go to Nineveh. So read again and read ahead. And we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name, amen.